Okay, we're on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Honi Hilchos Shanim, the Gemara said that the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the Tosefta Shviyas, is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Gemara says, V'honi Hilchos Shanim Ukroinin, we learn from Pesukim. T'tanya B'chorish V'kotzer Tishbos, as Pasuk says, Sheishis Yomim Ta'asim Malacha, what's it called, Sheishis Yomim Tavo, V'shis Matecha, whatever, and B'chorish V'kotzer Tishbos. The Gemara says, it can't be talking about Shabbos, because Shabbos says, V'osas Tekom Malacha. Elamai is talking about Shemitah. And it can't be talking about Choresh and Kotzer, Rabbi Akiva says, Shoshviyas, Sharik Vernemer, Sard Cholos Sizmar, Vacharm Cholos Sizmar. I already spoke about the Malachas of Shviyas. El Choresh Shal Erev Shviyas, talking about plowing Erev Shviyas, where it helps for Shviyas, Shenichnos L'Shviyas, the Kotzer Shal Shviyas, Yotze Motzei Shviyas, and the produce of Motzei Shviyas that you harvest, Motzei Shviyas that grew during Shviyas, it also has Kedusha Shviyas. Rashi. Shenichnas l'shviyas kol sheyesh lo likonis l'shviyas she'osur lach rosh ufnei rosh hashanah. Whatever harisha helps to bring in shviyas is osur before Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer machorish v'shus avkotz v'shus. Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's going on Shabbos, and it's mentioned specifically b'chorish v'kotz v'tishbos to teach me a halacha about Shabbos. Just like Chorish is Rishus, there's no Harish in the Torah that's a mitzvah to plow. So just like plowing is not a mitzvah plowing, Avkotz Rishus, so too the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos of harvesting is only where it's not a mitzvah. Yotze Ktzir HaOmer Shu Mitzvah. Ktzir HaOmer is a mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ki Gemira Hilchos Ol Mishra Yalda. So first Rav Nachman Yitzchak wants to answer that Enoch Enami, the halacha of Moshe Mi-Sinai is to tell me that saplings, 10 saplings in a field, you're allowed to plow the whole field till Rosh Hashanah. And the pasuk comes to tell me that it's osur to plow anything else. Kroy lemeser zekena. And the psukim comes to tell me that you can't plow a mature tree. Where it says, v'kivin the hilchus of the mishra yalda lav menela zekena asura. You don't need a pasuk to tell me it's osur. If I have a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai tell me it's mutter to plow saplings, that means that anything else is osur. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Ela hilchos ol Rabbi Shmuel. Kroy l'Rabbi Akiva. Enochanami. Rabbi Shmuel, who says halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, doesn't learn these psukim like that. And Rabbi Akiva, who learns the psukim, doesn't hold it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Rabbi Akiva learns it's from psukim, not from halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's machlokus, whether it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai or not. Rashi. Machorish v'shus b'chol makom, right? There's no harisha in the Torah that is, or harisha that is a mitzvah. K'tzir ha'omer mutter liktzor b'shabbos. Shehi shal mitzvah, afal pi shemotzer kotzer kotzer. It's a mitzvah to cut the omer on the day that it has to be cut. You can't cut it before and leave it cut and found cut. It has to be cut. T'bu'in k'tzir l'shma. But on the other hand, any other thing where there's an inyan of harisha, it doesn't have to be done on that day. If it was plowed, then you're what's it called? You're lucky. You don't have to do it lishma. There's no maisa mitzvah in harisha. Kroy lemeisah zekena shloshim yom kodem Rosh Hashanah. The halacha of Moshe Sinai comes to tell me it's mutter to plow a whole field until Rosh Hashanah for saplings. But the pasuk comes to tell me that it's osur to plow a field for mature trees. Also, Beishamay v'Hil, the Gosrim Pesach Atzeres, and Beishamay and Hil added to those 30 days from Pesach and Atzeres. Memela Shamas Minav Deskein Osur Lachrosh. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that it's osur to plow a mature tree? If I have Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, they tell me you're allowed to plow a sapling. That means that anything else you're not allowed to plow. Ela Hilchasol Rabbi Shmuel, the Lo Nafik LeMikroy. Rabbi Shmuel learns it from Halacha Mi-Sinai. He doesn't learn the pasuk. Bechorish of the Kotzer talking about Shviyas, but talking about Shabbos. The Dorish Lekroy Drashachrin of the Hotzik Tzir HaOmer Midoraisa. Okay, so and Rabbi Akiva learns it from Halacha Mi-Sinai, and he learns the Psukim to be talking about what's it called. He learns it from Psukim, and he doesn't hold it about Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Rabbi Yochanan Omer Rabbi Gamliel Beistil Midoraisa Batlu. He's going back to what we said before, that Rabbi Gamliel was Mavatl. So we thought Rabbi Gamliel was only Mavatl at times after up till 30 days. 30 days already meant a Torah. That they weren't Mavatl. They were Mavatl the additional time that Beisham and Beis Hillel, and they were able to do that because Beisham and Beis Hillel made their gezeira on condition. Now we're saying, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were mevatel l'din d'oraisa. Why? My time, Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, Mishabbos Bereishis. They learned the gezeira Shabbos, 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 or Maisa Bereishis. Malahalan hi asura lefanei alacharei mutarim, just like by Shabbos. It's only Shabbos that's asur, but before it and after the mutar, afkan hi asura lefanei alacharei mutarim. So too, before Shemitah and after Shemitah are mutar. And even though Shabbos, Tosfos says, there's also an inyan of Tosefes Shabbos, that's a very small amount, a few seconds. So in Echonami, they're maskim that a few seconds before Shemitah, you can't do Malacha either. But nothing more than that. Shabbos is nothing more than a few seconds, and therefore what's it called, Shemitah doesn't have 30 days. Okay. So that's what Rav Gamliel came and darshan this Gzeres Shaveh, and Mamela, he argued on what came before, that there was such an Isser of 30 days, and he was matter of the 30 days. Versus Maskel of Rashi, Manda Omer Hilchasa, Asi Gzeres Shaveh, Akri Hilchasa, because he found the Gzeres Shaveh, that he obviously wasn't Makabel, because they didn't know this Gzeres Shaveh in previous generations, right? And it comes and takes away Halachalos from Sinai. Manda Omer Kroh, Asi Gzeres Shaveh, Akri Kroh, Elam Ravashi, Rav Gamliel Beis Dino, Sover Lach Rav Yishmoel, the Omer Hilchasa Gemirila, right? They hold like Rav Yishmoel, and still they're Mavatul Adin the Oraisa. Why? The Chigamiri Hilchus of Bisman Shebe Samikdash Kayim, Dumya the Nisuch Hamayim, of Bisman Shein Be Samikdash Kayim, lo. They said Rabbi Lezer was in the time of Rav Yishmael was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's when the 30 days applied. And that's when Beis Shammai Vesil added. But after Churban Beis Hamikdash was when Rav Gamliel was around, he said, from now on, we don't have to keep the 30 days, because just like Nisuch Hamayim, those three Halacha L'Moshe Misinais, Arava, Nisuch Hamayim, and Eser Netios were all set together. And just like Nisuch Hamayim and Arava only apply in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Min HaTorah, so too, what's it called, the halacha of not plowing before Shemitah only applies during the Beis Hamikdash. When there's no Beis Hamikdash, this halacha doesn't apply. This halacha L'moshe Nisei doesn't apply.
And then the other
Ella, what?
And what about the other
mandam of the Everybody holds the rice. He holds it once for Psukim, then he wouldn't hold this. He would hold it applies now. Mid the rice of Batlu, Kolomer Ashkechu Smach Minatora, they're Mavatl, the halacha that a previous Beis Din said was Minatora, they held that it's not. Lahachi Batlu Hilchasa. They found a Gzeres Shaveh. Mandomer Hilchasa, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Osir, Osir Gzeres Shaveh, Okra Hilchasa, Kolomer, Mishum Gzeres Shaveh, Di'inu Gemiru Minachshayu. This is obviously not a Gzeres Shaveh, which was handed down as a Mesorah, because they would have known in the previous generations. Right? They discovered it. Right? Mishabes Batlu Hilchasa, Ho Ein Adam Don Gzeres Shaveh Me'atso. A person doesn't make up his own Gzeres Shaveh. So it can't be that they found the Gzeres Shaveh and were Mavatl what the Halacha was up until there. What happened was that they taught that this halacha l'moshe Sinai only applies in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, but the halacha l'moshe Sinai didn't apply when there was no Beis Hamikdash. The chishor Rav Gamliel Beis Dino b'zman she'ein Beis Hamikdash kayim, and Rabbi Shmuel was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, avalomi megshom mekilon. You can irrigate a field that needs irrigation from a stream, but not from a well, because you have to draw the water from the well, and it's extra tircha, and not from megishamim, not from a rainwater that, even if it's on the surface, you don't have to draw it. So Mordechai says, Bishlam, make kilon, you can tircha yaseira. If you're talking about a well, so you have to draw water from the well, it's extra tircha. So even though it's a dover ha'aved, they weren't matir, at least avodas karka, according to some rishonim, with Tircha Yisera, or they weren't matter any of Dover Ha'aved with Tircha Yisera. Ela Megishamim, my Tircha. Megishamim is talking where it's on the surface. So why can't you, be Mamshech that Megishamim to the rest of the field? Why can't you extend it to the rest of the field? You don't have to draw it. It's not drawing, it's no extra Tircha. It's no different than a stream. Omer Beloy, Omer Yochan, Gzeira Megishamim, not to Mekilo. It was a Gzeira. That if we allow you to draw, to extend regular rainwater, eventually the rainwater becomes, we're afraid that you're going to use from a well. to confuse the rainwater with well water. And it's all one gezeira, even though it's all derabbanan, right? But it's not gezeira gezeira, it's kulo chad gezeira. When they ask for rainwater across the board. Rav Ashi Omer, me gishomim gufayu li de me kilo nosa. No, it's a different reason. That eventually rainwater is going to go down, and you'll have to draw it. So, inevitably, the rainwater is going to turn into well water, which you're going to have to draw. Ukamithli Rav Zera. And this argues on Rav Zera, Dom Rav Zera, Omer Rav Bar Yirmi Omer Shmuel, Naharos Hamoshri Mai Min Ha'agamim, Mutr Lahashkos Mehem B'cholashomoid. Right, Rav Zera holds that if you have rivers that water flows from them, from swamps, and all of this is not a mayan, this is not the constant water that's a spring, but it's all basically well water. Is mutar lahashkos mehem b'chol ha'shamoed. Mar isli Rav Zera, mar lesli Rav Zera, to Rashi. Because we're afraid if we let you use rainwater that's surface rainwater, you'll come to use well water and have to draw it. The other man, the Omer, says no. Eventually, the rainwater is going to go down and you're going to have to draw it. So it's going to end up being mekilon. Kolomer ki madlu minoa delohav yemaleya nasus memela mekilon sheno mole utricha milsa. As you take away from this water, it's not constantly replenishing itself like a spring. So as you take water away, the level goes down, you're going to have to draw it. So it's extra tircha. Mamela, it's awesome. Naharos hamoshim in agamim, hashda mashmalei, me agamim avida de paski. Now we think that it's regular swamps that are stationary water that eventually will stop and dry up or go down, and still you see it's mutter. Mutter lahashkos mehem b'cholos shomoi. Velo gazri dilma psika me agamim, but also the Torah, the Aisim min Aracher. We're not gozer that if these will dry up, you'll go and take from another source and it'll be extra tircha. So therefore, the Man Yomru says that we are gozer, doesn't hold like Rav Zera. The Man Yomru says you are gozer, aren't gozer, holds like Rav Zera. Okay, weiter. Gufa. Okay, now we're going back on what we said before. Om Rav Zera. Om Rabba Bar Yirmiyo, Om Shmuel. Naharos hamoshim mayimin ha'agamim. You have these furrows of water, right, the canals, that the water comes from swamps, stationary water. Mutar lahashkos mehem b'chol ha'shamoed, even though it's possible that the swamp will dry up, and then you'll have to go find another source of water, and then it's going to involve a lot of tircha, we're not afraid of that. And as long as this water is flowing, you're allowed to use it. Eish ve'rab yirmi ol rab zera. Avalomi megishamim, valomi mekilon. L'chara, why is this different than regular megishamim and mekilon, which you're not allowed to water a field from rainwater, only from a spring that's not, we're not afraid, is going to dry up. Because springs don't dry up. Omerle yirmi ol bari, hani agamim de bavel kemai de lo paskidami. Now the swamps in Bavel very rarely dried up. Right, it's a low land, and it was always moist, and therefore they're mamish like a mayan. They have a din of a, what's it called, of a spring. Rashi. Rabbi Loi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Gazrina, Megishamim, Afilo Hechad Lo Paski, Atu Mekilo. Mid the Omer of Ashi, Megishamim, Li De Kilo Nasi, Mechlav Rabbi Yochanan, Osra Afilo De Lo Asi, Li De Mekilo. Lesli, Rabbi Zera, De Lo Gazar. Rav Zera obviously doesn't make a gzera, that we're afraid that megishamim is osur, even if it's not going to dry up, we're not afraid. And just like Rav Zera. Okay, meishvei avalom mekilon, dilma mafsiki, we're afraid that it'll stop, it'll dry up, v'tarech lahotzi min ha'amuk, and you'll have to go and find another source, and it'd be extra tircha. Same thing over here. Why aren't we afraid that the swamps will dry up and you'll have to go find a different source and there'll be extra tircha? Because in Bavel, the swamps were mamish like springs that never dried up. And therefore there's no chash. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. hapsikos v'habreichos shenismalu mayim me'erev yontif, osur lahashkas mehem becholosh omoid. Im hoysa amas hamayim overes b'neihem mutter. Okay, you have psikos, Rashi says, v'breichos, chada milsehi. Psikos and breichos are the same thing. They are pools of rainwater. So you can't be mashke from pools of rainwater. That's like a well. But im amas hamayim overes b'neihem, bein habreichos halalu. Right? If there's an amas hamayim that connects these two pools, mutter lahashkos v'meik shomim, then you're allowed to irrigate the field from rainwater. D'ipaski megeshomim mashkem amas hamayim. Because if you'll run out of rainwater, the amas hamayim is constantly replenishing. So you'll use the amas hamayim. So since there's an amas hamayim there, we're not afraid that the rainwater will dry up, or you use it up, because you always have the amas hamayim to fall back on. Omra Papa, Vahu Sharuba shall also saw the Shosom Amasamayim. That's where the Amasamayim is big enough to irrigate most of the field. But if the Amasamayim is not big enough to irrigate most of the field, you can't fall back on that. And therefore, we're afraid that the rainwater will dry up or you'll be used up. And therefore, you can't irrigate the field, even if there's an Amasamayim connecting them, because the Amasamayim itself is not enough to irrigate the field. Ravashi Omar, Afopisha ain't Ruba Shalosa Sodashosa. Even if the Amas Hamayim is not enough to irrigate most of the field, still it's okay. Kivan to Komosh Chavasya, since it's constantly flowing, even though you won't be able to irrigate most of the field from that Amas Hamayim in one time, Meimar Omar, the person will say, Ilo Shasi Lechad Yoma Tishle Lishrei Talte Yomi. If I don't do it today, do it tomorrow, the next day. It's not going to go bedavka to be matriach to dig or to find new rainwater sources. He'll wait, because the Amas Hamayim is a spring. He'll wait till it flows tomorrow, the next day, and irrigate the field, even though there's not enough water there to irrigate the field all at once. B'husha ruba shalosa sada shosam yosu Amas Hamayim, shiyochol ahashkes rova sada b'pamachas meyosu Amas Hamayim. It's only good if you could irrigate most of the field at one time from this Amas Hamayim. Then we're not afraid that you're going to look for other sources of water. Avam eno yochel hashkas pamachas miyoso Amas Hamayim rov shel soda eno mashka mipsikos ubrechos. Then you can't use the what's it called, the pools of rainwater. Dilma matzik v'osel, because then we're afraid they'll dry up or you'll use them up and you won't have enough water from the Amas Hamayim. You'll seek other sources. Tishtei v'trei of talti yomei, and Ravashi said, no, you could, even if you can't irrigate the field from the Amas Hamayim all at once, still, since it's flowing, you're not going to go looking for other sources, you'll just wait another day or two to irrigate the whole field. Me'ahi Amas Hamayim, v'lo torech u'maisim me'amas hamayim achrim. You're not going to go look for other sources of water with extra tircha, you'll wait till the Amas Hamayim provides enough water to irrigate your whole field over 2 or 3 days. Tom Rabbon, Brecha shenotefes mayim misoda beis hashalchin zu, mutter lahashkos imena soda beis hashalchin acheres. You have a pool of rainwater that is trickling water from this beis hashalchin into another beis hashalchin. Right? So you're allowed to water from one to the other. Rashi, Brecha shenotefes misoda beis hashalchin zu, mutter lahashkos imena beis hashalchin acher, beis hashalchin shehoya gavoa. You have a high field and a low field. Bahaya maya novea mitzido. And there was a spring on the side of the high field. Uvetzad echad haya beis hashalchin nomuch, and the other side was a low field. And the water of the spring trickled into, well, it's not rainwater, it's spring water, which you're allowed to irrigate a beis hashalchin from spring water. But the spring water is in the upper field and it trickles down into the lower field. Ubein elu beis hashalchin, hoya betzad hashalchin anomuch, brecha ktana. In the side of the lower field, there was a pool. Ukishe mashkin beis hashalchin hagavoa min hamayin. When you irrigate the top field from the spring, notef tipin mi beis hashalchin hagavoa, that's ocha brecha nemucha. So water from the field drains off and falls into the pool of rainwater that's next to the lower field. Mutter lahashkos also beis hashalchan anomach miyos abrecha. You're allowed to irrigate, even though normally you're not allowed to irrigate from a pool of rainwater, because we're afraid you'll use it up, or it'll get too low and you'll have to draw it, and it'll get extra tircha. Afagad the brecha vida psika, even though normally pools of water dry up or get too low and you have to draw the water. Holem etatif bo, mi beis hashalchan agavoa, since the upper field is dripping into this from a spring, it's not going to dry up. Mayim shebo lo machmas hamayim. So we're not afraid it's going to dry up. It has a constant replenishing source from a upper, what's it called, a spring. V'ho avida the paska, right? L'chora, it may dry up. No, it's talking where it's continually dripping into the pool. Omer abaya v'hu shelo posek mayin risho. That's only when the mayin doesn't even temporarily, Rashi says it sometimes temporarily, even a spring stops flowing. It comes back, but temporarily. But if temporarily the spring stops flowing, then you can't use the pool underneath for the other field. Tanya Reb Shim ben Asya Omer, Shte arugo zula mala mizu, right? If you have two furrows, one on a higher ground, one on a lower ground. Lo yidla min atachton leviyashka sadyona. You can't take water that's on the lower ground and make it and irrigate the upper ground. Yosher al kan omer Reb Elazar bar Shimon, afilu aruga achas chetzya noma v'chetzya gavoa. You have one furrow that's partially low and partially high. Lo yidla mimakom nomach liyashlu makom gvoch. It's extra tircha. To bring the water to a higher ground is tircha yaseir and tzosser on kolamoyt. Rashi. Vo avid the poska breich of ozul maisi. The maisa, why aren't we afraid that the pool will dry out? Adayin himitavtefes. So Abaye said, talking where the water is dripping constantly into the pool. So in the Nela, we're not afraid it's going to dry up. It has a source of water from a spring that's not going to dry up. Mi beis hashalchan gavola toch habrecha devali lo poska. Omer abaya v'hush lo posek mayin. That's only if the original spring didn't even dry up temporarily, didn't stop flowing temporarily. Hama tafti mi beis hashalchan gavola lebrecha mutter lahashkas mi brecha le beis hashalchan nomach avali posek mayin. Af agav dadai mi tafti mi beis hashalchan gavola toch habrecha ein mashkin min habrecha le beis hashalchan nomach. If the spring temporarily dried up, temporarily stopped, even though there's enough water that's still dripping into the thing, but since it doesn't have a source now to continue, we're afraid that it may stop. The spring may not come back to life in time, and the water will dry up from the pool. Therefore, you can't irrigate from the pool. Dilma posik v'ozo v'torach u'maisi mayin achir. Yolidle min atachna nishkel, yom de'ika tirchi yaseiru. To bring water from a low place to a higher place is extra tircha, zosra, and chalamoid. Tana Rabbanan. Madlin liyarokos kedei laochlon. Right? Now we think madlin liyarokos, mashmashu dolem mayim, umashke liyarokos kedei laochlon b'chol shomoy. You're irrigating vegetables, not that they should grow, but they should remain fresh so you can eat them on chalamoid. So you're allowed to do that. Then bishvili yafos an osur. But if it's to make them grow better, that's osur. Ravina v'rabba tosvo havi ko asli b'urcha, chazu v'haugavra da havi doli davla b'chol demoada. So a person who was drawing water on cholamoid, right, which was l'chora osur. Rashi, then bishvili ali aposin, sh'yigdu v'ayurakos osur, darvachi. You're not allowed to water, right, from rainwater, if the purpose is to make, or even from, what's it called, meimayin, if the purpose is to make it grow better. The purpose is only to take away a hefset, not to, what's it called, to make it grow better. So they saw this person drawing water. Dolet gloyus mayim lirakos. He was watering vegetables. The chachamim lo hitiru kim lebeis hashalchan bevad. They weren't matir to water a field, only a beis hashalchan, not a vegetable field. So, Omar le Rabba Tosfala, Ravinus, Rabba Tosfala, said to Ravino, Lacey Marla Shanti, put him in Cherim. Omar le Vatanya Medalin Lirakos, Kadei Lochlin. lemaisi, or what's it called, allowed to water vegetables if you plan to eat them on Chol HaMoed, and the purpose is to keep them fresh. Omer le, misavris my medalin, medalin maya, you think that that means you're allowed to draw water and put it on vegetables in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed? That's not what it means. My medalin, shlufe. Right, Rashi says shlufe means you thin out the vegetables on Chol HaMoed. Kshayorokos ritzufim, notul mehem beinasayim. When there's too many growing together, you take some, you thin them out in the middle. Laochlan mutter. So if you thin them out and eat the ones that you thin out, that's okay. Liaposam osur. If you take the ones out just to make the other ones grow good, and you're not intending to eat the ones that you thinned out, lishviliaposam osum shenisharim. That's osur. Okay, so therefore, there's never a heter. Drawing water in order to irrigate a vegetable patch, even if your intention is to make the vegetables fresh so you can eat them on Chol HaMoed. And therefore, this person was doing something osur, and they wanted to put them in cheirin. Okay, we'll continue on next Tuesday in the session.
What's going on?